State of the Black Church. Straight talk for black women. Taking back your manhood. Local politics. Discussions on racism. We deal with the real issues. The People Station. 103.7 The Beat.
Afternoon Jams, 103.7 The Beat. I want to say hello to everybody that's listening online at www.1037thebeat.com. It's easy for you to listen online, Big Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Log into the website. There's a radio on the left side. Just push play. That's it.
That's it.
Push the play button, the green button, and you'll instantly start hearing what's going on at 103.7 The Beat. Now, I posted a story, I think, last night. And I got it from Black Media Scoop about Tyrese. Tyrese was at a radio station in Delaware. Mm-hmm. There to promote, I don't know, was it a concert or whether it was his book. He was there to promote something. And I guess apparently he asked him for a Pepsi or soda. And they had to go downstairs to a liquor store to get a soda, which was right across the street from elementary school. And I got Paul Porter on the phone line down in, I don't know where he is. He could be in New York. Could be in Florida. He could be in Australia. Who knows where?
Could be in Muskegon.
Could be in Muskegon. He can tell you the rest of the story. Paul Porter for Industry Ears and RapRehab.com. Paul, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm good, man. But this one has really got me, bro.
It got you?
Yeah, man. This is weird, you know. When people do a lot of things now to get publicity,
mm-hmm.
What Tyrese was doing made logical sense. He was complaining about a liquor store being directly across from a school.
Mm-hmm.
He brought it to the airwaves. You know, he could have been trying to sell his book or sell his CD or whatever else, but he was bringing light to the fact. And Tony Q, the general manager and the owner of the station, used him referencing the word homie in his conversation about the liquor store as the reason for throwing him out of the radio station and now not playing his product, his records on the air there.
Hmm.
And I don't know if Tony Q owns the liquor store across the street or if it's his boy, but I need everybody to take a pen and call Tony Q at Kissin Delaware at 302-622-8995. 302-622-8995. I'm going to tweet it out on my Twitter on Industry Ears,
mm-hmm.
and at RapRehab.com. And this is something simple that everybody can do is call that radio station,
right,
and let them know that saying the word homie, ain't nothing wrong with saying the word homie, okay? And if he wanted to get press by stopping and holding a rally at the liquor store. But here's another case of an insensitive owner who's been in black radio for years,
mm-hmm.
and should know better.
Right.
I mean, Tony Q should know better. And I'm not a hater, but to ban Tyrese for speaking up, if I was a general manager, I would have walked in and talked about it myself.
Right, right.
But, you know, now TMZ's covering it, and he thinks and he's right, he's going to get some press out of it, but the press he's going to get is from people that care and want to support Tyrese, who is a great role model, to call Tony Q at 302-622-8995. I call it my complaints to Tony.
Call it my complaints to Tony. 302-655-8995. And I even got some of my industry friends who have who click light on Facebook, some who I know work in the industry, work for Rap-A-Lot, work for Columbia Records,
mm-hmm.
and they know how Tyrese is in the industry, a good artist. And to speak out on this type of issue, you know what I mean? We need to support this brother now more than anything.
Yeah.
He did the right thing.
And Tyrese, like he says, he don't care if they play his record, but we care that he's supporting the community and taking an issue. And we got his back. Tweet Tyrese at Tyrese on Twitter and let him know that, you know, you listening to the beat and we got his back and we're doing complaints to Tony to blow up his phone line and the sales line. To let him know that that's a punk move, man.
Complaints to Tony. That sounds good. I'm posting this right here. Complaints.
Yeah.
What do we know about Tony Q?
Man, Tony used to be a dancer at one of Big Rob's clubs back in the day.
No.
Tony's guy, he was in New York, and he used to run some radio stations in Delaware and Southern Maryland. I mean, he still does. He owns it. They got the KISS format. And, you know, I'm saying he's been in the black community all his life. Mm. And that's cool. But stand up for the folks that support you and feed you.
Right.
Don't try to point the finger at Tyrese for saying the word homie when he's talking about the liquor store across from a great elementary school.
Right. Now, it's Tony Q. What's his nationality?
Tony Quattrone. It's not exactly. It's sort of a Scarface type.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't want to pinpoint it, but I don't care if he was black, green, purple, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Give him hell and complain to Tony and give him a call.
Right.
You know? And he has the boldness to say he wants an apology from Tyrese.
No.
Apology. And that's what happens when everybody, their sacks get swolled up thinking that he's somebody big, man. And he's not that guy, man. And he's in Delaware, okay? let's put a foot on him.
Right.
And give him, you know, step on his throat and say, nah, he should be apologizing to Tyrese.
Right.
And starting a campaign to move that liquor store.
Right.
Because imagine you growing up. And you going to get candy in a liquor store.
Mm. Yeah, it happened too. Mm-hmm. yeah. Too many times. Accessibility. And this is something I know you've been passionate about because you was fighting this other liquor, the Snoop Dogg. The Blast.
Oh, yeah, the Blast Code 45. I sent you that letter from them talking that they sent to the Attorney General complaining about reverse racism because they got Snoop as the front man.
Right.
I'm like, give me a break, man.
Right. Paul, I want to ask you this. Does this make other artists scared to speak out when they see what happened to Tyrese? Does it make these artists who might have been thinking about speaking out?
That's artists are always scared. You know, the performance rights issue a couple of years ago, you know, Kathy Hughes had them panicking. They were shaking in their boots. Nobody wants to, you know, speak out about real issues, especially if all their money's, you know, connected to hits on the radio.
Right.
But, you know, like I just admire Tyrese for speaking out, man.
Right.
You know?
What's the telephone number again?
It is 302-622-8995. 622-8995 or 302 area code. Can y'all post it on your website?
Yes, we will do that. We'll do that.
And like I said, you can reach me on Industry Ears on Twitter or raprehab.com that launches tomorrow. That's going to help a lot of young artists, independent artists, to think about signing themselves and stop, you know, selling out and thinking the only way to success is through a big record label putting out that garbage.
Right. If you don't mind, can you share your little testimony, man? You got blessed, man, and you didn't expect to get this blessing for your birthday. Can you share that, man? Because that's a good story.
You know, I spent a lot of time on Twitter, you know, going back and forth talking about issues. And, you know, I get in good conversations. I talk to people in real time. And I was tweeting at the, you know, raprehab.com was starting on Friday. And I said, man, you know, I wish I could get a birthday present like an iPad so I could run the site. but, you know, the site costs big money.
Mm-hmm.
Doing radio shows like 103.7thebeat.com doesn't pay anything.
Amen.
So a brother, Horace, on my Twitter feed sends me a message, says, send me your address. You know, I'm gonna get you an iPad. And I'm like, come on. Right, I tweet him back. He says he wants me to help him on a project.
Mm-hmm.
Make a long story short, I got an iPad.
For free?
Yeah, for free.
Just, you know, just because you're doing good.
Yeah, this cause, and that's why I tell folks, man, and sometimes it doesn't seem like it works, but I notice all the time when you give, when you need it most, it comes back to you, and the creator always looks out. And, you know, that brother is a good brother, man. And it's just good to see people do stuff like that. And I really needed it. But right. This site cost me a couple of grand.
Right.
So, you know, I can't get a radio show at the Beat. I can't get a radio show anywhere because I speak the truth. I'm lucky only I get a couple of minutes on your show.
Oh, you're crazy, man.
You know, but... I'm going to keep speaking.
I can't afford you. But the problem is, you done got them BET checks, man. I can't afford you, man.
Yo, bro, I work for food these days. I'm getting out there. I'm working for food. But, yeah, I just want to thank that brother. And once again, complaints to Tony Q. You will not stand for it. Him banning Tyrese. Call him up. Leave a message. 302-622-8995. We're going to tweet about him, talk about him, and support a good brother, Brother Tyrese.
All right, man. Thanks, Paul. All happy right. birthday, too, man.
Yeah, well, you know, call me tomorrow.
Okay, I'll call you tomorrow. We'll call you tomorrow.
And, yo, man, thanks for what you're doing for Rob, man. Big Rob has been, you know, free of alcohol now for like 7 years. And it proves that low power FM takes brothers out the community, man. And Brother Billings, you molded him. You know, when you were in South Africa, I got to talk to Rob, and he was in the studio, and he was talking to the mic, not on air.
Right.
This is bro. Wait for you to get back. He said, man, I'm running the best of, but I'm going to be a better man. That's what it's all about, man.
All right, Paul, funny, you crazy.
And tell Rosie, I'll pick my present up soon.
All right. God bless, man. Take care.
All right.
I knew he wasn't going to get out of there by saying, without saying nothing
I'll
to Rosie.
I'll pick my present up soon. We'll be right back. Afternoon Jams. Paul Porter there for Industry Ears.
It's the Afternoon Jam with PA.
Queen Latifah bringing a song to you about a place you might live. In case you don't understand, it's called New Jack City.